Well, hello there, sweet honey pie. How would you like some rocket fuel for learning how to manifest what you want in your life? That's today's topic and the topic of this five-part mini series I wanted to do this month because I was really inspired by a few things, as well as it's also the launch of Eckhart Tolle's really popular Conscious Manifestation course. That's going on at the end of June in 2021. That's how people watching this video later. This Conscious Manifestation course comes around every year for Eckhart Tolle. And I just watched his mini series. And I really wanted to kind of put into context what he's saying and highly recommend his mini series because it's really engaging. And there's, something going in on in the his presence that's really shifting of higher consciousness and helpful in understanding what's going on. Because people, the law of attraction has been around forever. Intentional manifestation has been around for decades. It's been around for decades, the topic, law of attraction and intentional manifestation. But I've noticed problems in my own life with manifestation in that I create the opposite of what I want. And now that I'm a teacher of consciousness and understand the map of consciousness, I see what can be going on. And Eckhart sees the same thing, but coming from a little different angle. So I'm going to use what he's saying in his mini series and kind of overlay that with the map of consciousness so you understand where there's true power. And why is it people are manifesting what they don't want? And I'm also going to recommend that you take a look at Eckhart Tolle's free miniseries, which may be available indefinitely. I'm not sure, but at least probably into July that you'd see the free miniseries. But I'm going to create my own five-part miniseries that's related to the same thing. But I do recommend both of them. It helps to really get it when you hear different perspectives saying the same thing from a slightly different angle. It's helpful to help integrate. So that's our topic for today. This is part one in the series for What's Rocket Fuel to Manifest What You Want. My name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host of Trumpeter of Truth radio.com, that's the podcast, and trumpeteroftruthtv.com on my YouTube channel. So let's get started with intentional manifestation. And this topic came to me when I watched this great interview on YouTube of Oprah Winfrey. It was a Super Soul series interview where she was at UCLA interviewing Gary Zukav. I think I said that. I hope I said his name right. I'm pretty sure I did. He is the author of The Seat of the Soul. And he wrote The Seat of the Soul like 30 years ago. And Oprah came across this like at the beginning of her career, and it became one of her master teachings. And that particular video, which I'll share below the podcast in the notes, a link to that video, and below this YouTube video as well. The link to that podcast so that you can go watch it. Because the more you see it, the more you get it. And Gary and Oprah look at it from their own perspective and point of view. So I want to put into context, based on the map of consciousness, what Oprah discovered and also kind of a fine tuning that Gary does about intentional, says about intentional manifestation and Eckhart saying the same thing, but in a different way. And I'll address that, I think, in tomorrow's video when I talk about the obstacles to conscious manifestation or intentional manifestation. So, in the interview with Oprah and Gary, Oprah said she really got intention. And intention has been a huge part of her life in creating the Oprah Winfrey Show. And I have shared this calibration before that you can find in Dr. Hawkins' book, Truth Versus Falsehood, and maybe in a couple of other books, but the Oprah Winfrey Show calibrated, I think, at 504 or 5 on the map of consciousness, which is huge. It's rare for a television show to be at this high level. And I kind of help people to understand that, you know, most of the population is operating below 200. 50% of the United States is, 85% of the world's operating below 200, which is 10 to the 200th power on the map of consciousness. And Oprah's TV show calibrates its 10 to 504, which, if you understand logarithms, is a quantum leap in power. And it's this type of power that has impacts the world. This is how Oprah has impacted the world, using intention to create what she wanted. And if you listen to her video, she talks about what, you know, everything had to be intentional. She told her show producers, you know, they'd come to her with some guests or topics or whatever. And she's like, fine, but what's the intention? So they have to set the intention too. This is a collaborative effort where, let me help you understand and put intention into context based on the map of consciousness. And now we'll get continue with this story. So 310 on the map of consciousness is the level of consciousness of willingness. And the process going on at this level is known as intention. So the energies are the same. Willingness and intention are of higher consciousness. Again, most people in the world do not operate at the level of 300 or above. So there's significant power in intention, in understanding the intention setting process. So I want you to understand this first, that, you know, let me grab the book. I just want to grab the book. So Dr. Hawkins, The Map of Consciousness Explained, which if you're not familiar with it, Dr. Hawkins developed the map of consciousness over decades and hundreds of thousands of consciousness calibrations to come up with the map. So this book is an easier version to comprehend than his original book, which is Power versus Force. This is the one I like to recommend because a lot of people don't get the Power versus Force one. It's kind of intellectual scientific lingo that you may not understand. So anyway, on the map of consciousness, Oprah intuitively knew intention had, there was something about intention. And so did Dr. Wayne Dwyer, who wrote The Power of Intention. He understood it as well. But the map of consciousness puts that that power into context and gives it, you know, here's how much juice, gas you got in the tank. There's a lot of gas in the tank when you use intention. However, Gary makes a great point in Eckhart Tolle. This is kind of like an aha for me. I'm like, okay, I get it. Made some great points. And we'll talk about Eckhart's point in tomorrow's video. I just want to talk about Oprah and Gary right now. And Gary is like a super lover. He's of higher consciousness. Everything has to be aligned with love with this guy. And also another thing that Oprah said, she's not going to do anything that didn't feel true, like sad and truth. She had the intention of being of higher truth, speaking the truth about anything. This is also my intention as a host and a teacher of consciousness, is to get out of my way. And I do my little prayer to God or life or higher consciousness. My intention is to speak the truth at the whatever level is above 200 on the map. It doesn't have to be in the 500s, what I say, because if it were, people might not get it. So my intention is to speak the truth at whatever level can be heard and integrated into the listeners or watchers' consciousness. So Oprah also, if something didn't feel right or someone was operating from lower consciousness, maybe it was a guest who was operating from lower consciousness or had ulterior motives to use her or use her program. She's like, nope, not going to do it. And she mentions that in that interview, like there was someone, you know, famous who wanted to come on. She's like, no, we're not doing it, because she felt, she intuitively knew she can discern, you know, truth from falsehood, because she set the intention to be of higher truth and higher consciousness. So something important to understand with her. Now, Gary mentioned something, and she would do it, by the way, not only did she require her production team, show producers, to be intentional about everything that they do, they present to her, how they produce the show. There's got to be intention set up all along the way, which is a super powerful foundation to build the show on. She required that her guests be intentional as well. And she would ask them, what's your intention for the show? How, you know, and what, just asking the question is like shifts the energy into kind of like serving the highest good. That's what she wanted to do. Oprah's intention, her ultimate intention, is to serve the highest good. And I think you'll find that when you start working with consciousness and your own intention to be of higher consciousness and higher integrity and courage and acceptance and willingness in everything that you do, if you say something like, how can I serve the highest good? You can feel the energy shift. You immediately feel aligned with higher consciousness, because you're getting the lower mind and the ego out of the way. So let me grab my book. I want to like kind of shore up this level of consciousness known as willingness and intention. So just to kind of reiterate, I have a whole podcast and video cast on the level of consciousness known as willingness and setting intention. So this level of consciousness at 310 on the map of consciousness, the emotion is optimistic. It's an optimistic energy level. The process going on is intention, setting intention. The life view is hopeful. It's positively oriented and hopeful, as opposed to hopeless. Hopeful is 310 on the map of consciousness, which is a highly powerful way of being. Hopeful is a powerful way of being, as opposed to faithful is an even higher even more powerful way of being. Just to put it into context, hopeful is 310 on the map. Faithful is 365. It's a quantum leap to become faithful, but you can be faithful on some topics and hopeful on others. You're still operating from powerful energy fields. So I just wanted to share that. And then what Gary Zukav pointed out, which was super interesting in setting intentions, and this requires self-awareness, is that you got to understand, are you setting intentions from love or fear? There's only two ways to go at it. And it's clear whether Oprah articulated or not, she was operating from a level of love, which likely created this show that calibrates up at the level of love in the 500s, which is huge. As opposed to, so intention, you know, I was talking about what's rocket fuel for manifesting what you want. Using intention is rocket fuel at 310. However, that intention needs to be coming from a higher level of consciousness, like willingness, acceptance, understanding, courage, or neutral. And love. Love is the rocket fuel for sure. If that intention you're setting is coming from lovingness, that's rocket fuel. Intention in itself is rocket fuel. But you got to beware. And I love this. This little phrase has come up in the last couple of days. It's kind of synchronistic. Eckhart Tolle mentioned the phrase. It was also on a TV show I love to watch, Last Man Standing. And the phrase is, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So I think I should do a whole podcast about this statement. But how that comes about is that you set intentions from lack. My intention is to win the lottery. But if it's coming from fear and the inability to pay your bills, it's coming from lack. So the energy of intention is powerful, but when you're fueling negativity with power, you create this more, the opposite of what you want. So this is a really important thing to get. And Eckhart talks about it too. And we'll talk about that tomorrow when I kind of use consciousness calibrations to regard what he has to say about removing obstacles. So if your intention is to manifest, you got to be aware, where is this intention coming from? A loving place or a fearful place full of lack? And that is likely, this is how you create the opposite of what you intend, is you're coming from fear, as opposed to you already have what you want. You're grateful for what you have. And it wouldn't it be nice if, I would love it if I could manifest what I want. So that's today's part one of Rocket Fuel for how to manifest what you want and using the power of intention to manifest what you want. But that power needs to be of higher consciousness. It doesn't have to be love, but love super is definitely rocket fuel. All of it is rocket fuel when you fuel it with courage, being neutral, like you're okay, whichever way it goes. You're willing, you're accepting, you're forgiving, you're understanding, you're loving. That's the energy that fuels powerful manifestation of what you want. Not fear, lack, victimhood, unworthiness, right? If intention's powerful, but you can't set intention when it's fueled with the energy of lack. So that's where true self-awareness needs to come in, and you got to learn to let go. If you're starting to intend something and you're feeling the fear of it, the lack of it, that's why you're intending it, creep up. You got to learn how to let go of those lower levels of consciousness that are creating the opposite of what you want. And I have a whole episode on how to let go, which is a foundational basics episode number 10, I believe, from 2 years ago. And I recently did a how to let go of anger one, because so many people, anger will block manifestation, that's for sure. Because if you're not manifesting what you want, you're going to start being in, you know, disappointment mode, anger mode, resentment mode. None of those you cannot create from that energy field, period, the end. So that's part one. We'll see you tomorrow for part two. And I highly recommend Eckhart Tolle's free 5-part mini series. I loved it. I listened to it twice. I'm going to listen to it again, because he has this, first of all, he's of higher consciousness, period. And according to consciousnesscalibrations.com, he has a tremendous effect on the world with his teachings, because it's coming from his true essence. It's coming from higher consciousness. And he knows how to connect with that. And when you listen to his miniseries, you're like, oh, okay, I'm getting it. And this is kind of the missing link to law of attraction, is to really align with higher consciousness and understand how to do that. So check out part two. Part two, I'm using Eckhart's first video in his 5-part mini series, where it's what are the obstacles to manifesting what you want? He talks about that. And I'm going to put it into context with consciousness calibration, so you get kind of two perspectives. So you'll find a link below to Eckhart's 5-part miniseries. I'm not sure how long that's going to be available, but it'll be available until his class begins June 28th, 2021, is this year's Conscious Manifestation class. And again, this is his most popular class, so it comes around once a year. I don't think it's been twice a year, but once a year for sure. And if both of those links don't work, it's because it's over, and I will replace the links when it comes around again, or give you a link there where you can sign up to be on our mailing list to be notified of all things manifestation, intention setting, or Eckhart Tolle. I'll see you tomorrow about removing obstacles. That's a good one. See you then. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast, or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.